Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you know what your school is serving to your kids? If you could look at the menu and change it up, how would you do that? What are the guidelines set forth for schools on feeding our kids? And will kids even make the healthy choices if they're offered them? My guest is Dr. Mark Corkins. He's the Division Chief of Pediatric Gastroenterology and Professor of Pediatrics at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center. So, Dr. Corkins, welcome to the show. Tell us about some of the nutrition guidelines that schools have to follow and any changes that have come up.
Well, the changes, of course, have been a move towards more fruits and vegetables, more whole grains, trying to get away from processed foods. And the other thing is they're trying to gradually move away from frying and frying. You know, it's a quick way to fix things, but it has some obvious some health issues when you fry things. And they've made some moves, and they're moving that direction. Interestingly, one of the biggest problems for the schools is finding products that meet the new guidelines. Manufacturers really have not moved as fast as the guidelines have towards a healthier meal. And so they actually say we're having trouble finding some products that meet our recommendations. Schools are making a real effort. It's interesting when the guidelines changed before, there was a lot of wastage. But what the studies are telling us now is with exposures, actually the wastage is coming down and kids are starting to accept and starting to eat some of these healthier foods, which is very exciting.
That is cool. Now, you know, typically, Dr. Corkins, the school cafeteria of our past has the corn in the big, huge thing and maybe the peas and carrots in the big, huge thing kind of thing smothered in gravy, something or another.
Yep.
You know, now I know my son, they make sandwiches. There's a pizza station. Of course, the kids would choose pizza every day if they could. So
absolutely.
With these new nutrition guidelines and the emphasis not on evil ingredient approaches, but more nutrient density, what do we tell the kids about making those choices if they get to choose?
Yeah, well, and part of that's education, and making healthy choices. That is one of the highlights of the new guidelines is thinking about a concept of nutrient density. And I'd like to talk about that if that's okay for just a minute.
Sure,
or so.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, we went through a phase where we started making villains of some ingredients. I think the best example was cholesterol in eggs. And people started doing study on heart disease and found out cholesterol, coronary arteries and all that, and eggs were high in cholesterol. And so eggs became a villain because they had a high cholesterol. But what we did was we missed the fact that it's a wonderful source of protein and very inexpensive, and protein's the most expensive part of our diets. There's a little cholesterol, but it's not actually as bad as some other things that we have in our diets. And so that's an example of we started making villains out of some of the ingredients. But the trouble is when you do that, you start eliminating foods that have wonderful things that come with them, like the protein in eggs. And so the concept now in the newest guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics is to think about nutrient density. Look at the whole picture. Look at the whole food itself. And how much you get with what you get. And it's supposed to be a balance. You know, that whole, it's funny, we go around these cycles, and now we're back to the idea of a balanced diet, which is, in a way, the most simple concept, but we almost make it too hard sometimes. The idea that we need some protein. We don't need too much protein. We need some protein. We need the fruits and the vegetables. We need, you know, some breads and carbohydrates. We need some dairy products for the calcium and the phosphorus. And it's supposed to be a balance, and the nutrient density of what you get from a particular food, you have to look at the whole picture. What that really does is say, okay, we want the kids to eat some whole grains. Well, butter's a fat. You know, isn't that bad? You know, because fats are bad. Well, in moderation, we have a little bit of some play, and a little fat on that whole grain bread makes it much better, and a little butter, if they'll eat the whole grain roll, is much better for them because of the nutrient density they get from that.
So sure, and butter's not even that bad for you in moderation.
Exactly, in moderation. And so literally the idea is we have some discretionary calories, fancy word to say. We have some to play with. And if we use those calories smart, we can make our diets much healthier. For instance, it's hard to get kids to eat unsweetened oatmeal, but a little brown sugar... I like oatmeal with a little brown sugar in it.
Yeah, they'll like it then. So what do we do as parents to, first of all, encourage our schools to follow these guidelines? We go there as parents and we look. And what about the food companies that are supplying the foods to the schools? And, you know, how do we as parents, you're talking to the parents here, Dr. Corkins, how do we as parents assure that our kids are getting something healthy in, at the schools?
Well, one of the best things is to see what the schools are serving. To visit. A lot of schools now have started wellness councils as well, and they ask for people to be involved in that. Now, you know, I have never thought it a bad thing to be involved in your kids' schools. It's amazing how parental involvement, it gives you a lot more respect for the job that those folks have to do at the schools and the things they have to balance. But if you're have an interest, get involved in the wellness council, and they look at some of those things. And they can help with schools and giving them guidance. But see what your kids are eating. Ask your kids what they're eating. What's interesting is, too, is sometimes you ask them and the meal that's being served to them is pretty good, and then they'll tell you it's like they traded it with somebody for something. So you have to actually ask your kids what they're served and what they're eating doesn't always match up.
I'm always surprised. You know, my son actually, even because they have card, they can spend money and get what they want. There's still soda served there. I thought that was like something that was taken away.
That has been. Most schools have taken that out. There was a big move several years ago when they found that the schools were getting, basically, the soft drink companies were giving them a part of the profits from the vending machines. And school budgets are tight. And it helped fund some things, but on the other hand, the health benefit from that, or health issues with having the soft drinks in the school, and the schools, the majority of school districts have broken those agreements. They do not have them anymore. Or a lot of the companies, to their credit, have taken a move and they're putting things like water and different kinds of products in that are much better and much healthier. And the soft drinks are not available like they used to be. Depends on your school district, however, and it varies school district to school district.
It certainly does, and it's something that parents should check and find out. We have a minute left, Dr. Corkins, so wrap up nutrition guidelines. And I know these go very, very quickly, so give
parents very
your
quickly.
Best advice.
The big advice is ask your kids what they're eating. And if they are saying, well, you know, they're serving these healthier meals, encourage them to say, hey, isn't that great? And if there are some foods, maybe you should try some of these foods. And maybe you should embrace some of these changes. Again, there's nothing like a parent to be a positive voice and encourage what the school is doing. The schools are trying to do the right thing, and we should support them in that. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, you hear the stories like, oh, yeah, school lunch, it's awful, it's awful, it's awful. But actually, they're trying to do a better job, and we should be supportive of that.
Absolutely, and show respect to the lunch ladies, because those ladies do not have an easy job. So, you know, parents out there, give your kids this information. Ask them what they're eating. You know, hopefully they won't be trading away the good stuff. But I think that a little nutrition learning and education can go a long way to helping your children want to make the good choices at their schools. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, listen anytime, on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.